Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Well, in 2013, a SAM Foundation was established to raise money for a new expanded Shepparton Art Museum and for the growth of the art collection. In 2015, Council voted to move forward with designs for a new art museum building at Victoria Park Lake, and in early 2019, new building began. Well, guess what's finally happening in 2021? To tell us all about it is the Director of SAM, Shepparton Art Museum, Rebecca Coates. Good morning. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. There's been a bit of history there. I was just having a look at the SAM history, and actually goes back to about 1936, actually.
It does. It does. It's a very long journey. And I think it's interesting because what it says is that arts and culture has always been important. But I think probably with the pandemic and the world that we now live in, it's more important than ever before.
So you are on the eve of actually opening. So tell us all about those plans.
Well, as you and I have said a number of times, and in your little, you know, journey or timeline that you've just talked through, it's been a long time coming. We're really delighted that we, and of course there's been a pandemic in the middle of it as well. So best laid plans, I think, is how I would describe that one. And we're really very delighted to be able to announce that we are opening on the 20th of November and the whole building will be open. Of course, we are living and working in still COVID times and working with the government roadmap. So there are a few things that we've had to change slightly. People will have to book in via the website. Of course, it's free and you know, as one of my colleagues says to me, we will open on the 20th and we will be opening every day following that. We're really looking forward to welcoming the community, to seeing as many people as we can and as we physically can over that weekend, and really opening this incredible new space and 9 exhibitions, 4 new commissions that are throughout the building, and work, the work of over 200 artists that's going to be showcased in that inaugural show. So lots to see, lots to experience and be part of, lots to bring us together to talk about and to share and to enjoy. And that's what's happening on the 20th and from thence on.
Are you saying that people can't just turn up? They have to book free tickets through the website? Is that what you meant?
We can do 2 things. So in line with all of the other regional galleries and big public spaces, we will you'll be able to pre-book and book your tickets online for a slot. So if you've got a couple of hours free and you want to book in at 11 o'clock after you've done your shopping, that's fine. And equally, you know, going forward, we're planning that there will be, you know, you can drop in and then just go in and enjoy the gallery. I would imagine over the opening weekend that it will be pretty busy. So I think, you know, to be absolutely sure that when you go, you're going to be able to get in, the best thing to do is to pre-book through the SAM website.
So what do COVID restrictions mean for numbers at the museum?
It means we can only have 150 people in the building at any one time. So that will change in about 3 weeks. But for the meantime, we are still quite limited by the numbers that we can have. And for anyone who's driven past or walked past or had a good look in or been into the ground floor, you know, it's a big building. So eventually we will be able to have greater capacity. But at this point, we're still, according to the roadmap that we're working within, to ensure that our community is safe and that we can do this sensibly and appropriately, only allowed 150 people in the building. And of course, again, in line with the roadmap, we need to demonstrate double vaccination and the COVID requirements that have now come in.
So obviously you have to check in as you come in.
That's right. QR code.
And then someone will be checking those vaccination certificates, will they?
Yes, they will.
Yep. So it might take a while to get in. So
hopefully it'll be a quick and streamlined process. I think what I've observed is that the community has been amazing about this. And I think it's, again, coming back to that point, these are the things that bring us together. These are the things that we value. by working with this roadmap and working with the government, it ensures that we can have things that we love and that we need in our lives open and accessible. So we've found that the community and the public, even coming into the shop and into the building already, you know, have been amazing. Most, you know, we get it, we understand, and most people are on the journey. And, you know, this is about working with our community and making it possible.
Here on 1FM, live and local at 14 past 8, we're talking to the director of the new show, or the new and the old, both, the New Shepparton Art Museum, Rebecca Coates. Now, what is happening with the cafe there, Rebecca?
Well, that's a good... So, obviously, you know, the pandemic has changed a few plans, and that has been another one of the things that's taken longer than we would like because of COVID. Our hospitality partners have been absolutely decimated, as we all know, in the pandemic, and it's just so heartening to see people getting up and happening and, you know, back and, you know, working again with this new situation, but to enjoy a coffee, to enjoy a meal with others. So we are doing two things. There will be coffee, and there'll be we're working with council in the interim to have a food and coffee and, opportunity and offering from when the building is open. So there'll be something there, and you can walk up the art hill, or you can enjoy it as you're going to have a walk and have a meet at Sam, a nice cup of coffee, and then go on your way. And then we're working with external contractors to secure the right sort of catering partner, because this is a really exciting opportunity, I think, for the community. And that's going to take a little bit of time as the hospitality sector gets up and running and can look at these new opportunities again. So I would imagine that will be in place early next year.
So essentially council is operating it in the interim under East Bank, I guess.
And then
they're looking for someone to take it on permanently.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we really understand that, you know, you have to be flexible in a pandemic context, but equally having a food and beverage offering in this new space is essential. We can't open without it. So I really, you know, I think we're looking forward to working with the new East Bank team to make this offering. And in the meantime, that gives us more time to actually work through and to secure a really great partner, put the offering out again in the way that the sector, that helps the sector to look at this opportunity. And to do it in a timely manner that's not pressured and gets the best outcomes.
Now, I've done a couple of tours of the building during its construction, and there's that wonderful space right at the top, sort of overlooks the lake, that I think has been envisaged as a bit of a bar or event space.
Yep.
Is that opening?
We hope so. We're just working through the sort of logistics and how that all manages, but... In the meantime, we've got a fabulous artwork up there, so we're really keen for people to be able to go up and have a look and see this opportunity. And in the meantime, we'll be using that Atwood Hall, as it's known, for events and activities. So I think it's going to, as with many new things, it will gain momentum and roll into its new existence. And you start with little steps, and then it grows into something that we all at that stage think, well, golly, what did we do in our lives without it?
Absolutely. You wonder how you ever had such a small museum.
Yeah, well, I do remember. But, you know, the space is, it's interesting. We really can't wait to open up the building, and we've really missed our community's responses and conversations and interest in what we've done and enjoyment of exhibitions and just the saying hello as you walk through the galleries, little things like that the staff and the team have really missed. So we'll really look forward to our community's comments and thoughts and feedbacks and sharing and so on when they can see the spaces, because these galleries and the areas to show art and to share art in this new building are incredible.
Well, we haven't really even touched on the art, and we probably can't do it justice today. Can you pick maybe one highlight that people can expect to see and enjoy? Because, of course, the whole Indigenous sort of angle to what you're doing is very important, isn't it? And you've obviously got Kayla Arts down at the back of the gallery that's been open for some time.
I think it's going to be important for the inaugural shows, and I think particularly when in the building we've got KLR Arts co-located next to SAM, which is a really, to my knowledge, it's the first time that that's happened in a community art space of this kind. I think it's about shared understanding, it's about celebration, and it's getting your foundations right. And from that we can build and grow together, and we can celebrate, and we can really look at some of the other unique and really special things, I think, about Shepparton that makes us different and also makes us part of a global world. So it's that's a first suite of exhibitions, and then, of course, as time rolls on, you'll see different topics, different themes, different artists that shows the rich cultural diversity, I think, that is our region.
So
one work, you did ask for one work that I...
Yeah.
I'm going to just mention one work that people can see at all hours of the day and night. So in the window of SAM on the front entrance, there's a work by Yorta Yorta woman Marie Clark, as well as many other things. And she's at the moment got an incredible exhibition at the National Gallery of Australia. So really one of Australia's leading contemporary and Indigenous artists. And she's made a work, these incredible photographs that as you walk past, they sort of biomorphically shift. And she's captured pictures of elders in the community and the significant places and cultural places in the River Red Gum forests and around Shepparton, where she and her family came from and used to live. So that's, I like to think that art is with us and around us, not just in the galleries. So as you drive past, it'll be lit up at night as you walk around, and I see lots of people stopping, walking their dogs and looking in and either working out what they're going to buy in the shop, which has also got a street frontage, or this new work that will be available and that you can enjoy 24 hours a day.
Excellent. So, one last question, because we're running out of time. I'm sure you are too. I noticed that it's going to be open every day, the new SAM, but the hours are something like 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Correct me if I'm wrong. Now, I, when I saw that, I was like, no. You know, I always have this lovely idea of bringing my children after school and I can never do it. Is there a chance those hours are going to be extended at some point?
Yes, they are. They are.
Excellent.
So they're our hours that we always had in the original council building, and, you know, in part that's historic. I think certainly over the opening weekend, I think the demand will be so big that I'm sure it's going to be later than that. And going forward, what we would like to do, we've always had a sort of SAM out late night, but that's historically only been once a month. I think there's a real opportunity to have a later night on a regular basis, you know, with music, have a glass of wine.
Especially if you get that space up, what did you call it, Atwood Hall, especially if you get Atwood Hall going.
You're absolutely right. This is an evolving thing. And in the meantime, I think we need the demand. We need to know that people are coming and that it's a much-loved thing in the community. And I think that then means we can keep pushing so that we can attract and invite people outside of those historic office hour sort of openings.
Excellent.
We're seeing this around the world. You know, our lives have changed.
Things are loosening up.
Exactly. So that's the next evolution. Let's get up and open.
Yep.
Let's enjoy and welcome our community. And then let's tweak those little things, because that's a conversation and that's absolutely what we want to do.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, Rebecca. Rebecca Coates, the director of the Shepparton Art Museum, and we look forward to seeing you around the building when it opens.
Absolutely. Thanks, Terry.
Victoria, 80% double vaccinated is our ticket to safely getting back to the things we've loved and missed. Our ticket to seeing friends and family anywhere in Victoria, to shopping in real life, to movies and live music that's actually live, to getting our shred on at the gym, our love on at weddings, and our masks off outside. But please wear one when you can't keep your distance. Your vaccination is your ticket. Find out more at coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor. This is John Painter.
And Trevor Franklin.
From Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service are your local Goodyear tyre and automotive specialists.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front end and brake repairs,
and a full range of Exide batteries,
there's not a lot the friendly staff at Central Tyre Service can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley region since 1952,
Central Tyre Service can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 5821 9555.
Proud sponsors of 1FM.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Hooray! The holiday season is here. It's been a tough year, and now it's time to relax and enjoy fun times with your family and friends. Our sponsors, Focus Cards and Gifts, have the answers to all your card and gift problems in one convenient spot. Just drop into the Fryer Street end of the Maud Street Mall in Central Shepparton and check out the extensive range on display. We're a friendly bunch and always happy to help. Open 7 days for your convenience. Call us on 5821 1813.
We are proud sponsors of 1FM.
We live in a great country, in great local communities, like yours. But did you know 1 in 6 Australian children live in poverty? Through no fault of their own, right here, there are children living in poverty every day, deprived of what they need to keep up in school and struggling to learn. Many give up on their education. Donate to the Smith family and give the extra learning support every local child deserves to fulfil their potential. Search the Smith family.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.